This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Last night, the Australian Christian Lobby held their Make It Count New South Wales 2011 event, where they asked the leaders of both major parties to address leaders of the Christian community on topics that are of interest to Christians. Well, both Christina Keneally and Barry O'Farrell were there last night to represent their parties. David Hutt is the State Director of the Australian Christian Lobby. Hi, David.
Hi, Katrina. How are you?
Yeah, good. How did it all go last night?
Yeah, look, it was a wonderful opportunity for the leaders, for the political leaders to come and spend an evening with senior figures from the church and discuss the future of our state. We're very glad to have both leaders there. I think this is an important event in the campaign.
Okay. What would you say were the main sort of issues that emerged out of it? Because I noticed this morning that the ABC News was all focusing on same-sex couples adopting.
Yeah, well, there were... We had speeches from both the Premier and the opposition leader. It was interesting hearing the Premier talk about her faith and about her time as a theological student. It was interesting hearing Mr. O'Farrell discuss where he believes the boundaries are between his private faith and his public work. But also there was an opportunity for church leaders to ask questions of the political leaders, and they covered a range of issues from gambling to homelessness, curbing alcohol-fueled violence, and then questions like plans for decriminalising abortion law and also same-sex couple adoption.
Okay. So did both leaders profess some level of Christian faith, David?
Yeah, they did. They're both Catholics, you know, and they talked about their faith and how that impacts on the work that they do.
So they're both practising Catholics?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Interesting. And so were there any major sort of policy differences that you would say that emerged?
Yeah, we were very pleased to, in particular, to get commitments from both sides not to even look at removing protections for religious freedom that exists in the Anti-Discrimination Act. I think that's a very important commitment that we received from both sides. I'm very glad to have heard that from the Premier and the opposition leader. And that just means that Christian organisations, Christian schools, churches can just breathe a little bit easier and know that the protections for religious freedom that exist in the Anti-Discrimination Act will remain in place.
Does that relate to, or is this a different issue, but, you know, Christian schools being able to employ Christians and that kind of thing?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think that's really important that Christian schools, Christian organisations have that freedom. It's one that exists currently in the Anti-Discrimination Act. And you know, really glad to hear both leaders committing to keeping that the way it is.
Okay. You also mentioned closing times of pubs and trying to curb alcohol-fueled violence. What were the responses on that issue?
Yeah, one of the questions that was put to leaders was whether or not they'd support the New South Wales Police Association's Last Drinks campaign, which, as you mentioned, tries to put some stricter closing times on licensed venues and things like that. Look, the answers probably weren't exactly what we would have liked. Certainly there were some positive comments about a trial that was done in Newcastle along the same sorts of lines. But at the end of the day, neither side committed to rolling out further extension of the Newcastle trial across the state.
Mm-hmm. So it sounds like in these policy issues that they both pretty much walked a similar line. Were there any things in which they were majorly different?
That's a good question. I think there was probably a... significant difference in their responses to a question on the decriminalisation of abortion.
Okay. What did they have to say about that?
Well, the Premier, when she was asked the question, just flatly said no, there wouldn't be, her government wouldn't be introducing legislation to decriminalise abortion. And when Mr. O'Farrell was asked the question, his response was that they didn't have any plans to decriminalise abortion. I think there's probably a bit of nuance in that.
So you would say Christina Keneally was probably a little bit more strong in her statement?
Yeah, I think the language is probably a little bit stronger.
Okay. And then another issue, of course, that you discussed was ethics classes, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. As many of your listeners will know, the secular ethics classes are being rolled out at the moment across the state and they'll be running at the same time as special religious education. Of course, no one's opposed to the idea of teaching kids ethics, but I think there's an important question to ask whether or not that should be done in competition with special religious education or whether the classes should be available to all students at a separate time. Now, this has come about because it's the government's policy, so they've put it in. So unsurprisingly, the Premier remains committed to the rollout of the ethics passes. The big disappointment for us, of course, is that the opposition had a few months ago committed to scrapping the classes if they came into power. And a couple of weeks ago, they seem to have changed their position on that, and that's very disappointing.
Now, just back on this issue of same-sex couples adopting, because it was quoted this morning in the news that Christina Keneally said that she came to her position through reading the Bible, and that Barry O'Farrell said it was one of the hardest decisions of his political career. Can you just expand a little bit on what they shared about that?
Yeah, well, look, I mean, the Premier obviously has a view on same-sex couple adoption. It's not one that I share. I believe that the best environment that you can raise a child in is one that has, you know, is a loving marriage between a mother and a father. Now, obviously, that's not always possible. Families split up or break down through all sorts of circumstances and tragedy. But I think adoption is an important case where kids can be given a second chance. And you know, we can have positive discrimination in the way that we look at what sort of families kids are being put into. And I think, you know, provided, you know, we've got the opportunity to put kids into a family that has both a mother and a father, I think that's what we should be aiming for.
But what did Christina say to justify her position or to explain her position?
Oh, well, she said last night, and she's mentioned in Parliament, that that it's her belief that the most important thing is love. Now, no one is arguing that same-sex couples can't provide a loving environment for a child to grow up in. I think love, of course, is very important. But the one thing that a same-sex couple can't provide is an experience of both mothering and fathering. And I think they're two different things. I think they complement each other. And I think they're very important in the raising of children.
Okay. Well, getting back to last night, was there any other sort of little interesting developments that came out of it?
Oh, look, I just think this is a wonderful opportunity for a range of denominational leaders from across a broad range of Christian denominations to come together to meet with the two most senior political leaders in our state and to discuss the future of New South Wales. I think it was an incredible opportunity. Very pleased to be able to facilitate that, and I just think it's a very exciting thing to have happen in the middle of an election campaign.
Mm-hmm. And for those who want to watch the event, when's it going to be available online?
It'll be online in the next couple of weeks on our New South Wales campaign website, newsouthwalesvote.org.au.
Okay, so it's not up yet, but keep looking in the coming weeks.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll have a range of information about the election there. We'll have information on party policy. It'll be in the words of the parties themselves. We won't be telling people who to vote for or anything like that, but we'll be making information publicly available to help people make an informed decision when they go to cast their ballot.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time this morning, David.
Terrific. Thanks, Katrina.
That's David Hart. He's the State Director of the Australian Christian Lobby in New South Wales, and the website newsouthwalesvotes.org.au will be available soon.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.